Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm glad Phoebe's about done with the breastfeeding.
What do you mean? Why?
Ending it at 6 months.
Oh, all right. Good. I mean, so now you get to...
Finally.
Hold on 1 second. So you've been kind of jonesing to get your hand on those...
I haven't been able to even touch them. 6 months. Off limits.
She let you...
Nope.
No surrogate?
Nothing.
Huh.
Surrogate?
Yeah.
You mean a
some surrogate hoots.
Designated boobs?
Yeah.
No.
So you haven't felt boobs in 6 months?
No. No, that's not right, is it?
No, man.
I know it's, you know, they're feeding my daughter, but still.
No, that's wrong, dude. I mean, I'm not saying she's selfish or anything, because obviously she's been, you know, feeding her daughter.
How long does it take before, you know, like when you stop, before they're like,
oh yeah,
back to normal?
I don't know, but I don't think I knew how to handle them before, because if I did, then she'd probably try to find a way for me to manipulate them. But now it's like she's like, all right, hey, yeah, whenever we start doing something, she goes, oh hey, I'm sensitive. Oh, right. Which just means, hey, all right, hey, okay.
So am I. And you're yelling at me like that. Huh.
Yeah, so it's okay.
So she's shut you down with like the, hey.
I'll play with them again one day.
Well, no, we got to get you a pair of boobs, man. What if I got a pair of fake ones and I let you like once per show just come on over and just, you know.
I'd be good just not feeling any, I think.
All right.
But I appreciate that.
None of your female friends who you know are just on a platonic level would just be like, hey, look, I know it's been a while. I know you like feeling boobies. Have Adam stud.
Maybe
like that.
Maybe my friend Monica might let me. No way, no way, Danielle.
No. I know that. Come on, but Monica would definitely and Phoebe. Let's be honest. Her husband Seth and your wife Phoebe would probably be okay with that, and you should take advantage of that.
Well, I haven't.
How many guys can say that?
I haven't asked any of these parties involved.
Let's get them. Hey, Micah, do me a favor. Let's get Monica.
Uh-huh.
If she's not working, is Monica working?
I think she gets off at 3.
All right, we're gonna round her up.
Okay.
We're gonna get Phoebe. Oh,
now we're looking for like some surrogate boobs.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, Seth, it's like you've been in boob prison for 6 months, man. You're good. You're feeding a kid.
Does it have to be a real woman's boobs?
Like Vivian, you love Vivian.
Oh, well, okay, but not quite to that yet.
Oh, okay.
But doesn't have to be a real woman. Like, what if they're separate from the woman? Hmm. So you could be like making out and doing this on the side.
Okay. Yeah. Like,
are you open to that?
I'm open to that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
right.
open to that.
That's
you,
mean, like
you gave a good presentation.
Yeah,
I'm
you
in.
Gave
yeah.
a great presentation.
I don't know. You
now I want to
size too. I mean,
now I'd really like
and
to
the
do
color.
It.
You know?
Yeah. Oh man, that's fantastic.
I mean, it's been okay. It's fine.
Yeah, but just, you're yearning for boobs.
Yeah, you know, when you go into boob prison, it's difficult.
Yeah.
But I've maintained myself. I've made a few friends in here.
All
a few
right.
other guys that aren't allowed to touch any hoots.
Well, it's just not right that you're in exile like this.
I know, but
you're in boob Siberia.
What are you supposed to do? Say, hey, those are for me.
No, they're for your daughter.
They're not for me.
I mean, they're kind of for you. They were for you before they were for your daughter.
That's what I've been saying.
But possession is 9/10 of the law, and it looks like she's possessing those bad boys.
But think how sweet they'll be when you get back.
Oh,
you know,
if
just
you
take
wait.
A little break.
Yeah, if you wait.
I've had this break's been long enough.
Like a smoker who quit smoking for a while, and their first cigarette is going to be like,
you're going to have to adjust your technique.
Yeah, for sure.
If they're sensitive.
Then
you're going to have to, whatever you do, you're going to have to back off and maybe like get some feathers, some little ticklers.
Ooh, feathers.
Yeah.
Something real nice and some silk.
Just like when a seagull flies by, grab a seagull feather from the parking lot.
Oh, not no dirty birds. No, get a nice feather.
Find a peacock.
A hawk or something.
I don't know.
There was an eagle in my neighborhood yesterday. I'll go get you a bald eagle feather.
Yeah, toucan feather.
Oh, that'd be nice. No, you're peacocks. You know, they have that giant plumage.
A little.
And that's what you want to give it. You want to just give it a little. Bloop.
I forgot Micah was here.
I haven't been looking at Micah this whole time. Yeah, no, I haven't. I've deliberately not talked to Micah about any
but
of this.
But I've been a great man throughout this whole process. Have I not, Micah?
Yes, you have.
Thank you.
I can't believe it's been 6 months since baby Kush was born.
Right.
Tab's flying.
I know.
Introduce ice.
Oh, that's baby.
No. Bad idea.
No, that's the best idea.
Oh, yeah.
You know about ice, Micah?
No, I don't know about ice, but it doesn't sound fun.
Remember, do the right thing when
that's
when
what I'm talking
that's
about.
Yeah.
It's hot sometimes. Oh, yeah. Ice.
Bedford Stuyvesant gets warm.
They get numb, and then you got.
I'm going to go home and put a special cube in the freezer, and I'm going to put a date on it 2 months from now. And I'm going to use you in 60 days, cube. Get ready for pleasure.
Special cube.
60 days?
I don't know. She has another month to go, and then I'm sure they're not going to be back to normal yet. It's all good.
Now that we've talked about it, too, it's going to be on your mind more.
Oh, there's a text from Monica.
Okay.
Oh, she said, what are we doing?
Oh, that
sounds like a maybe.
She is such a party, too.
Well, no, she doesn't know. She just probably got in her car.
Oh, damn it to hell. I just got a tweet from Phoebe. Uh-oh. This is bad news. As we speak, your wife is currently sitting on the floor pumping breast milk. She said, and I'm glad she put this so politely. I wouldn't have if I were her. She said, buzz off with this surrogate boob junk. But then a smiley face. So that probably means keep on with the surrogate boob
junk. And that was just to you?
You and me.
Oh.
You first.
Me first?
Then me.
Hold on.
I was for fake boobs.
Right. I was for Monica's boobs.
Okay. Let me just go make sure that we're cool.
Well, you and Phoebe?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'll just shout down the hall.
Okay. hold on, everybody. You want to use my bullhorn?
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
All right, hold on.
All right. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Go. Where is she? Oh, she's magic, right?
Yeah.
I always forget.
Magic.
I met her when she was at 97X.
Okay.
Yep. She was known as Phoebe then. All right. So, happy Friday, everyone. Oh, there are people probably doing air shifts. Well, we shouldn't do this.
No, you're good.
Let's see if the lights are on.
All right, yeah. See, give me the all clear if there are no lights on. I don't want to disrupt anybody's air shift.
All clear.
Clear.
Attention, everyone. Executive producer for Sugar Rambo Live, Seth Kushner, has a word for his wife, Phoebe, currently working at Magic 94.9. Today's favorites and some of yesterday's stuff, too.
They played TLC. You like that?
They played Creep in the bathroom yesterday. Or Scrubs. And it was really cool.
Oh, wow.
I don't want that.
Here's Seth.
Hi, everyone. And Phoebe.
Turn towards the microphone, you idiot.
Oh, hey. I just wanted to say that I'm sorry for what Drew's trying to do about the substitute hoots. I would never do any of that with anybody else other than you, and I will wait it out. I will wait it out for your hoots to make their return. Thank you. And God bless America.
All right. The last part was unnecessary. Okay. Thank you.
I don't know how to wrap up a boob
speech. I know.
Speech.
They don't teach you that in broadcast school, how to wrap up a boob speech.
That is my love letter to you, Phoebe.
So when's Monica calling in so we can get your hands on those ninnies? Now that we got that nonsense out of the way.
No, I'm not,
Come on, tell her to turn off the radio. Tell Phoebe she's not allowed to listen anymore.
No, she loves the show.
I know, I love her too, but I don't want her listening right now. It's bad for radio. Hey, Corey, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, Corey. Who's your favorite Corey? Corey, is it Corey Feldman or Corey Haim? Corey?
I'd say Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman over Corey Haim. Is that because he's still alive?
Probably.
All right. Go right ahead with your phone call, please.
I was going to try to give you a Papa Roach song that I think you would like.
Oh, all right.
Some redemption.
I don't think I would, but okay.
It's called Help. I think it was a pretty good song. It's like the only good song they came out with in 10 years, I think, in my opinion.
If I had to go Corey Hart, Corey Feldman, or Corey Haim, I'd have to go Corey Hart. He did this song, Sunglasses at Night.
I think the wrong Corey died.
You thought Feldman died? Oh, you think the wrong one. No doubt.
I wish they would switch out.
Me too. I didn't know that Haim was so into drugs. He was like into the pain pills, I think. Feldman was into some hard drugs too, but he's somehow still alive.
For now.
Although his career's certainly taken some twists and turns.
What was that song of his that we played a year or so ago?
Man, I thought this was the start of something big. I was all about it. I wanted it to at least be a reality show.
He has a song with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, is he the one trying to bust on all the pedophiles in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah, he won't make it past Christmas.
No, they're going to kill him.
Yeah. Well, no, he'll just disappear.
His mom said he was lying, too.
His mom said he was lying?
Yeah, I read the headlines.
Well, sometimes I think he has a contentious relationship with this.
Now, I don't believe her.
So this is Snoop Dogg and Corey Feldman. Did you know that?
You might want to listen to this.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking.
Because of Corey, not Snoop.
Right. Who's that on our warm line, Mike Rotunda?
It might be the potential surrogate.
The surrogate boob?
Potentially.
Hola, mami.
¿Cómo estás, mi amor?
Bastante bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien, gracias.
Good, I'm glad to hear that.
We're talking about boobs. I need to get mine redone. They're really like, can we do this after they get redone?
Well, all right.
I feel like they're not at its best right now.
Do it before and after.
I've been waiting for so long that, I mean, we have to do this right.
All right. Well, listen, Seth's been in boob jail for a couple of months now because Phoebe is obviously feeding their beautiful daughter, Gertrude. We know this. Let me detour from that path to just kind of correct something that you just said, because I know we know each other. We know each other on a respectful level, but not once have I gazed at that fine ass body of yours and thought she needs to get her boobs touched up in any way, shape, or form. I am a personal fan of what you've got going on right now, but if it helps you feel better about yourself, obviously as your friend, I support.
It's all about my self-esteem, of course.
All right. So, you know, whatever you decide is what you decide. I just had to weigh in as a male who has a few times perhaps seen what you're working with. Respectfully,
well, thank you.
You don't need to correct that. But let's get on to the better use for your boobs. If Phoebe were okay with it, and we're playing a make-believe game here, if somehow Phoebe realizes that Seth has been in boob jail and he's been out there slugging it on Drew Garabo Live in the hot sun, throwing sod, metaphorically, you know, he really, he needs at the end of the day to get his hands on a nice set of knockers.
Okay. I understand where we're going. Okay, I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
Well, Phoebe.
As my good friend is listening in a corner in an office pumping, but it's cool.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, let's not point out who's listening and who's pumping what, but he cannot manipulate her boobs right now because they're full of milk and he needs to touch boobs. If Phoebe were okay with it, this is quite the indecent proposal. Could Seth grip your jugs?
I don't see why not, but Seth has to personally ask my Seth if that's okay. That's the problem.
Dude,
so if my Seth is fine all day, every day.
I love some Seth on Seth action. All right, Seth, would you?
Well, asking him would be a cup of tea compared to asking Phoebe.
asking Seth is going to be easy. That's easy.
That's true. Phoebe is definitely the sticky wicket on this one. And we had to try. Right? We had to give it a shot.
I mean, I don't think it's a lost cause.
You want to give up just yet?
It's something we could, you know, touch on off the air. Who knows? We're going out to dinner this weekend.
If I'm not mistaken, we're going to dinner tomorrow, so we can discuss over drinks.
All right, there you go. A couple of drinks. Seth has a couple of sangrias, and look out.
Only one. The sugar really bloats me.
All right. Well, I hope this gets brought up at dinner tomorrow in a very awkward conversation. And thanks, as always, for playing along, Monica. We love you.
Absolutely. Bye, guys. Have a wonderful weekend. Take care.
You do the same thing. All right. Thanks. God, she's so awesome.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's like the best. Kaltz is the most in love with her.
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah. 727-579-1025. You're like,
it's crazy how I met her, too, because I would never meet anybody. We just met in college.
You met her in college?
Yeah, in my mass communications class.
Wow.
She just, I think, came over from Panama. I didn't have any friends and thought I was like, I don't know. She was into me.
And I was like that?
I was afraid of her because she was so aggressive. So I remember she called me so much that I filled up my my VoiceStream voicemail back in the day.
Aww.
I go, this girl is crazy.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But have you ever even kissed her?
No. Nope.
Never.
Nothing.
Not once.
Nope.
And she's so into you. Like, I mean, I know she respects Phoebe.
We're great friends.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, it all works out.
So you were both single at the same time?
Yeah. It was always, Phoebe was, really my first girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Did you ever go out for drinks together?
No.
Okay.
I don't drink. I never didn't drink.
If you had gone out for drinks together, I think you and Monica would be together. I'm not trying to take your life down a different path.
I was 19. I didn't lose my virginity till 21. I didn't know about pursuing women. I wasn't.
But you were like hanging out with a hot chick that was blowing up your
hot
phone.
Hot Panamanian chick.
The fact that she was so into me, I didn't know how to handle that. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just put your hands out and just say, just put it in my hand.
So she would make overtures and you would just freak out?
Not over. I mean.
Wait. Do you think you missed clear signals?
No. Oh, the signals were very clear.
You didn't miss them.
No, yeah. She was very obvious that she was into me for some reason.
Were you into her?
No. Or we would have. No. I didn't. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way.
Right.
She knows.
Yeah. Just like you were meant to be friends.
I believe so.
All right. Wow, that would have been very... Because with me, I don't care like if I thought she was a friend or whatever. At that age, man, if a girl shows up, all right, let's bang.
I was a late bloomer. I wasn't late.
Wow. I would love to see a video from that. Wouldn't you love to
just
see
to
what
see them
19-year-old Seth and crazy ass
communication class?
Painting
well,
Monica.
I was on the Lucky Boys Confusion Street team, so I think I gave her stickers. And that really wooed her.
That'll do it.
What's that?
It was a band back in the day.
Wait, hold on one second. Is that before 97X?
Yes, that was right before I think I started interning at 97X.
Oh my God. You want a sticker? No, baby, I want to go back to your hotel. Here's a sticker. This is exactly what I would think they would sound like. Didn't we talk to those guys in the studio?
No.
Okay. They're not bad. Better than Papa Roach. Oh man, well that's a fascinating story. So she was cool when you got with Phoebe and everything, or did she get hurt?
I don't know if she liked Phoebe at first, but they're great friends now.
They sure are.
Yeah.
What happened at first?
Well, they didn't know each other.
Right.
And Monica was still just my friend, and Phoebe was obviously my new girlfriend.
Right.
I think Monica probably still liked me.
Right.
So
I found that it's tough for girlfriends to handle the fact that you're really good friends with another girl. Usually,
well, you got to start out like that from the very beginning.
Like, this is my friend.
Can't add them later.
No.
I bring them all into the fold, and that's why with the whole thing with JoJo, I was like, hey, I Phoebe didn't know JoJo until I said, hey, JoJo's cool.
Right.
If you ever want to hang out there, let's all do this together so you can become friends with her.
One time when I flew up to New York, I was taking my last wife up there for the first time, and we had a weather delay, so we had to land in like Baltimore, and we started talking to this other girl. She ended up being from Orlando and stuff. And we got her number and everything, and then she would call, but if my wife would answer, she would just like ask for me and stuff, and it started to get a little bit, so sometimes you just have to go, well, listen, it would be great to be friends in another world somewhere, but this is just not, you can't let your lady be threatened. So that's good that Phoebe and Monica have.
Oh yeah, we asked Monica to be a surrogate for us, so
yeah.
I mean that, or Phoebe asked her,
yeah.
So that's
an all-encompassing offer. Like when you make that offer, that includes boobs.
Well,
at a later date.
She declined the offer.
Well, it doesn't matter. Phoebe made the offer, so now the offer is still on the table.
I don't think when you...
No, absolutely. Surrogate covers everything. It covers childbirth. It covers boobs. It covers sperm donation. Anything you want. It's a blanket thing.
I love your surrogacy agency.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I happen to major in surrogacy at the University of Central Florida. It was a 6-year program. I completed two. But I'm well versed in this, and you're okay to touch Monica's boobs.
Okay. Thank you so much.
So welcome.
Professor.
Here to serve. When we come back, we not only have Cameron Lynch from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, special team standout. He'll talk to us about the mood in the locker room.
Yeah, he's been very positive, but we got to find out what's going on.
He is a positive guy.
He is. He's the guy.
Positive.
He's going to tell us this is the week they turn it around. And we have no reason not to believe him. We have also double booked. Micah has someone coming in who has a charitable venture through Metropolitan Ministries. We love them. They do great work. And it involves cookie dough of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't know this yet, Micah, but Seth and I discussed a twist, if you will. A requirement for your guest to make it to the airwave. And guess what?
What?
You're not going to like it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.